This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's 2024. The crowds cheered in New York's Times Square as the crystal ball descended to start 2024. So have you made your New Year's resolutions yet? The AP's Julie Walker with some advice.
Social psychologist Omid Fotouhi says some people hang on to outdated goals for way too long.
They might have had a particular weight that they had when they were in high school, and they've hung on to that desired same weight for decades. But it's no longer relevant.
He advises set goals based on who you are now and remember.
Goals are only there to serve a function, to get you started. And if they don't do that, then maybe that's not the appropriate goal for you.
I'm Julie Walker.
Japan is issuing tsunami alerts and telling people to evacuate seaside areas after a series of strong quakes on its western coastline this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Japan Meteorological Agency says a series of tremors in the Sea of Japan shook Ishikawa and nearby prefectures today, prompting a tsunami warning for Ishikawa and lower-level tsunami warnings or advisories for the rest of the western coast on the island of Honshu. I'm Donna Warder.
Here at home, workers in 22 states are getting minimum wage increases in this new year. In California, the minimum wage will be $16, up from $15.50. Also in California today, a new law takes effect that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places, even as a court case continues to challenge it. A new threat from North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. He says if his military is provoked, it should, quote, thoroughly annihilate the United States and South Korea. This is AP News. More now on what North Korea's Kim Jong-un is saying. The AP's Shelley Adler.
There are new threats from the head of North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas is down to $3.11 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.